Lebanese Forces, LF, leader, Samir Gigi, has asserted that the only way out of the crisis is to elect a president. In an interview on local TV station LBCI on Wednesday, July 12, evening, the FL leader mentioned the dialogue tables in 2006, 2008 and 2011, stating that he doesn't want to waste any more time. He said that he had taken the 2006 dialogue very seriously, but it turned out that all these dialogue tables were useless and ended in assassinations. Hezbollah has never been able to talk to anyone, neither in the south, between 1980 and 1990 with the resistance, nor with Amal. The only person Hezbollah was able to talk to was Rafiq Hariri, and we all know how that ended, he pointed out. According to Gigi, Hezbollah has a dogma and an ideology from which it does not want to deviate. However, Gigi does not rule out meeting points with the Shiite formation, but within the framework of state institutions, refusing any kind of submission. According to him, the pro-Iranian movement does not want dialogue, but a way to block the constitutional bodies. He also criticized at length the attitude of Hezbollah and its allies, who left every parliamentary election session at the end of the first round. If they had stayed, we would have had a president by now. Gigi asserted that Jihad Azur could have been elected in the second or third round and that 10 MPs would have voted for the opposition candidate if there had been more than one round of voting and if the Mamana MPs had not left the session. According to the FL leader, there is a constitutional process that must be followed. We can't turn Lebanon into Afghanistan, we're not a country of tribes. Our only demand is that we have successive electoral sessions until a president is elected, he said. Regarding Hezbollah's calls for dialogue, Gigi assured that the entire opposition camp is against this initiative, including the Change MPs, because the dialogue proposed by Hezbollah is not a real dialogue, but an obstruction to the presidential election. He assured that he would not take part in the dialogue, not even at the request of the French envoy for Lebanon, Jean-Yves Le Drian, nor at that of any foreign country. Regarding other candidates, Gigi said he was not opposed to the candidacy of the Commander-in-Chief of the Army, General Joseph Aoun, pointing that Jihad Azur was the LF and the opposition's candidate. Commenting on recent events in South Lebanon, the FL chief referred to the creation of the Blue Line in 2000, indicating that the situation in Gajar has been virtually unchanged ever since, and questioning why things are moving now. He described the situation as staged. In response to a question about an alleged desire of the Lebanese forces to resort to the federal system, Gigi argued that broad decentralization is not a federation and that his party would not take a position on this matter without the agreement of all parties. What the LF are looking for is a new way of running the country, but still under the umbrella of the TAIF agreement, he explained. He also said that he was not worried about the decreasing number of Christians in Lebanon, since the TAIF agreement guarantees parity between Christians and Muslims, regardless of numbers. Concerning the Cornet El Sada case, Gigi welcomed the reactions of Bichar MPs and their call on their supporters to remain calm. The investigation is over, and we are waiting for the indictment. The army must remain in the area until the land registry judge determines the demarcation of the land. Lastly, Gigi stressed his preference for Wassim Mansour, first deputy governor of the central bank, to take over the reins of the Bank du Liban, BDL, after July 31, when Riyad Salameh's mandate comes to an end. He also denied rumors according to which the United States were pressuring the LF to choose former minister Kamil Abu Sulaiman as the next governor of the BDL.